host, talk show host, does a really good job, Stephen Gardner. I mean, he just shoots out the facts, doesn't speculate. I really like the show he does at Stephen Gardner X on X and Stephen Gardner 1 on YouTube. This is a little short 5-minute segment. I got to leave in about 10 minutes after that. We'll get into the other big news after that. But the Epstein situation just continues to unfold. It's unlimited files. There's always new cases. There's new civil stuff. It's a never-ending thing. What do you think of the latest developments and how Trump's handled it and what he can do better?
So he came into office promising that he would release that. Your friend and my friend, Roger Stone, had an 8-day private meeting where he talked to him about releasing that. Donald Trump said, yeah, I don't have a problem. Bill O'Reilly told me that he met with him in May. And he said, yeah, I'm going to release it. I know my name's not in there. I'm not worried about it at all. And then all of a sudden it was like, hey, I don't need voter support on this. I can do what I want. As you mentioned on your show regularly, he starts building this Streisand effect, getting more and more attention on it. And then he eventually releases it. And photos start coming out from the Epstein estate. The mainstream media and the Democrats, they start putting out these redacted photos with black squares. Every time I see them, I'm like, okay, this looks like a young Donald Trump with a bunch of adult women. And then the next day, the New York Post or you or somebody will release the actual photo, and it's just adult women with an adult Donald Trump. So I don't know that he has handled it well. If I could sit down with him, there's a couple of things that I would say to him. That I think he really messed. He had like a Mike Pence moment that I believe that he needs to clarify. But then on top of that, you got the DOJ and others. They just keep releasing redacted stuff. Do you think we're stupid? When you put that black bar over that, all it does is makes people believe that you're hiding something. So remove the black bars and just let us see the details.
Well, that's it. And Kyle Serafin very astutely said like 10 months ago when this all started, he said, look, there's saboteurs inside there that act like they're helping, but they're the ones that are going to mess all this up on purpose. And look, here is another shot with kids. These photos of Epstein with little kids, see the legs sticking out there, and he's always in like a bed or something, and they're sitting in his lap where he's acting super ultra creepy. Notice, though, there's never any photos of Trump doing any of this, which he knows. Yeah. And then later on, I knew that the Comeys had control of it. They'd spike it with embarrassing BS. It's already been embraced. I said, you got to meet it head on, Trump. And point out the Democrats, the open pedophile party. So every time they do that, just hammer them on that and just point it out. But instead, it's been damaging, and I wish we could reverse it.
Yeah, let me share you one thing where I think he messed up, Alex. Do you remember when Tucker Carlson destroyed Mike Pence's run for president, or Mike Pence kind of destroyed it himself? So this is what happened, and I had to watch this like 25 times to see what happened. But Tucker Carlson says, why are we sending money to Ukraine? This is not our war. Most Americans couldn't even find it on a map. What they're concerned about is the cost of living, the cost of food, the cost of insurance, and affordability. And then Mike Pence says, that's not my problem. That's not what I'm focused on, right? What Mike Pence was talking about was Ukraine and Americans knowing where it was on a map. What everyone heard was, I don't care about that, and that's why I'm running for president, right? I think President Trump messed up. There was at one point where they asked him about the Epstein files, and it was specifically about Tucker Carlson and other podcasters, and he said, I don't need their support anymore. I don't care. I don't need their support, right? I believe he was talking to podcasters, but the voters and those on X and YouTube and elsewhere, they heard it as, you voted me in and I don't care about you. I'll do whatever I want. I think that was the beginning of the downfall with his popularity among the Epstein topic.
That's why I watch your show almost every day, because you always have original thoughts that are absolutely true. That's right. Trump was clearly talking about those shows saying it. Pence, not defending him, was talking about specifically, you know, I don't care if they can't find on a map, I can. And then it totally destroyed him because of bad messaging.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me. Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly.
taste great and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the CMOS and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
Future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Soon, he made a point that I'd not heard made, and when he made it, it's 100% true. Remember when Tucker Carlson destroyed Mike Pence, or he destroyed himself? Americans don't care about Ukraine. They care about the cost of living. And then he, and then clearly I agree with him. Pence is talking about, no, I don't care if they can't find it on a map, I can. That was just like, you don't care about us. Well, Trump repeatedly, different responses. Listen, those aren't my constituents. I don't need their votes anymore. They were bringing up the questions of Tucker Carlson and people, not I don't need your votes anymore, or I don't care, I'm a lame duck. But that's the things Trump does, because Roger ran up there and explained it all to him for 8 days. Trump comes out the next few press conferences. I'm the one that first reported Epstein, which is true. He's horrible. I kicked him out of my club. It's these Democrats, they're all pedos, like Bill Clinton and Summers and all of them. I'm sick of it. It's not a hoax that they did all this. It's a hoax that I'm involved. He did that like 3 times, and then Trump's so busy, and he's so pissed about it, he moves on and forgets the talking point. Okay, he's 79. He's smart on the stuff he knows, but you know, he's a grumpy old man, quite frankly, and especially behind the scenes, let me tell you. So that's what happened, but the PR of it was disastrous. I saw on the streets. I saw the numbers. Mark Mitchell saw it. Thank God when he heard Mark Mitchell, he brought him up there. They've got to do damage control. And if he comes out and says, I'm sorry if that's how that came across. I know Trump never says he's sorry. Well, to us, he should. I'm sorry you misunderstood it. Of course. And does a press conference and does his head on. Then he'll get a 5-10 point bounce. He's got to do it. He's got to address us directly. Here's the clip of Mike Pence we're talking about.
Would you, may I ask, would you be, and I believe you have a good faith position on this, and we have disagreements on it, but I want to just, I can't let you elide over the question of the treatment of Christians. And
I know, I heard
and
that
would
again.
You be, well, no, but hold on, would I'm you, not, you, would
the problem
you be
is
willing?
You don't accept my answer. I just told you that I asked the religious leader in Kiev if it was happening. You asked me if I raised the issue, and I did.
And I'm saying
I also raised it with
incorrect.
The Ukrainians, and I was told that there are religious leaders who have been working with the Russian military that is murdering people by the thousands.
Okay.
I mean, Tucker, look.
Wait, but hold on. Don't you think
Let me explain to you what I think our national interest is there.
I would think you would have greater concern for religious liberty in Ukraine. And I'm surprised
I told
by
you I raised the issue of religious liberty.
No, you spoke to one person who's clearly on one side of it. And there are many, many news reports that are not disputed by anybody that many clergy have been arrested in Ukraine. And I'm merely saying I may not agree with their views. I'm not Russian Orthodox. But you can't arrest clergy for having different views, period. Because if you do, you violate the basic tenet of religious liberty.
Look, I want to be clear with you. I won't stand by it. I won't stand for it. If people are being persecuted for their religious beliefs, I won't stand for it. And any country with which a country of our nation is supporting or our allies are supporting.
Yes.
Period, paragraph.
Well, the guys grab that on the fly. We can put it in there in post when we upload this to X and Rumble. I'll get it for you, though. After the guest leaves, we'll have it. You have it so well, Stephen Gardner, you can quote it for them word for word. I'm not trying to go back to this point and belabor, but this is really important, and Trump needs to come back and clarify that and not leave that sting there. Because most people I talk to that are done with Trump or disillusioned, they bring up the Epstein quote you just said.
Yeah, you know, I don't even believe that President Trump has to apologize. As you mentioned, he's not someone that apologizes. But what he could say is, Jeffrey Epstein was a creepy pervert. I kicked him out of my club when I found out that he was trying to get girls from my staff. I have nothing to do with this guy. I had nothing to do with any of his gross, perverted behavior. But Democrats trying to tie me to this is the hoax. And as you can see from documentation and photos, this is a bigger Bill Clinton issue than it is a Donald Trump issue. He is a pervert. We're doing everything we can to get the truth out to the American people. Label it like that. Call out the story for what it is, and then correctly say, trying to attach me to that is the Democrat hoax. You cannot put it back on the victims. You cannot not release this. You have to get this out to the American people. But that's, again, one little thing in politics. Roger Stone has taught me this, can really mess things up, whether it's Mike Pence not understanding what Tucker Carlson said or saying, I don't want their support. And he's talking about podcasters and not the people that voted him back in.
Well, you're absolutely right. I know you got to go here in a minute, but there's so many topics we didn't get into. I'd like to get you back on with us here soon. But here's a clip we're going to go to. Tulsi Gabbard calls out the deep state and the war machine. You know, she really is the straightest shooter up there. She's delivered all the documents proving the deep state coup against Trump in America. And it's just so sad that the Justice Department, again, will not act upon that. But at least they're being convicted in the court of public opinion. But it's kind of like now we just know who our executioner is going to be instead of him sneaking up behind us. So here's Tulsi Gabbard calls out the deep state and the war machine.
But what I've seen over these months is that every time they make progress and they move closer and closer to that hope for peace, the warmongers in the deep state step up and try to do everything they can to stop them. Predictably, they use the same old tactics that they've always used. The deep state within the intelligence community weaponizes intelligence to try to undermine progress. They leak it to their friends in the mainstream propaganda media to try to spread this and push a false narrative. They foment fear and hysteria as a way to justify the continuing of the war and their efforts to undermine President Trump's efforts towards peace. And do so specifically in this case in order to try to pull the U.S. military into a direct conflict with Russia, which is ultimately what the EU and NATO want. We cannot allow this to happen. We have to see clearly what's happening before our very eyes and stand united in this cause of peace.
And in closing, Stephen Gardner, to me, that's really the big issue here. Is NATO's trying to sabotage the peace deal? Netanyahu's returning back to push full out war with Iran and bombing Lebanon to quote liberate them. America didn't vote for more wars, and Israel's pretty much decisively beaten all its enemies. So Netanyahu knows he's got indictments, knows he's got convictions, knows he's got investigations to stand on October 7th. Whoever did it, we know it was either him or the intelligence. They both blamed each other. They admit it happened. 7.5 hours, unprecedented. And so now he needs a war to stay in power. So it's so obvious. This is insane. Where do you see that going?
So, Brigitte Macron may not have a penis, but her husband, Emmanuel, he's got the balls to keep backstabbing Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know the pressure of being the president of the United States, but I can tell you this as a layman, as a journalist, that the United Kingdom, France, Germany, they regularly stab him in the back. They want to keep this war going because their economies are falling apart. They want to keep this war going because they need for Putin to be the boogeyman. I think we need to be done with this Russia-Ukraine war. If we're really the leader of the free world and the leader and the top contributor to NATO, then we need to say we're done. We're pulling out. But why allow them to keep being, you know, stabbed in the back? I don't have time to go through the Israel stuff. I'm just glad that it's over. They need to keep them in check so that we can have peace, continue to build on the Abraham Accords. It will be good for Israel. It will be good for the Middle East, and it will be good for America. And if it's good for America, that's where I'm at, because I'm an America First patriot.
Well said, my friend. How do people find your show?
You can go to YouTube, search Stephen Gardner, and this ugly mug will show up.
All right, man. Great job. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right. In the meantime, now we have an hour and about 43 minutes left. I've got a lot of news I haven't hit. And I mean a lot. And a lot of breaking news we need to get to as well. But since we're on the subject of war, let's talk about that right now. As soon as I saw yesterday morning that Netanyahu was coming back to the White House pushing for a war, I said, let me go check and see if the surrogates are pushing that. Sure enough, full out, they're a big threat. Oh, yeah, oh, Trump got their program, but there's still a danger, and we got to go into Lebanon, and we got to fully disarm Hezbollah, and you're talking about a ground war. All of this is insane. But they've got Gaza. Now they're getting ready to displace who's left, so they want another war, another diversion. And you saw right before Trump got in, a coalition of NATO, Turkey, and Israel overthrew Syria. And so this project is barreling ahead and is not what we voted for President Trump for. So he's got his people beating the drums for war. Netanyahu does. We've got to beat our drums to not have this. And some will say, well, wait a minute, you're suddenly for Venezuela war. No, you're lying as usual to make you feel official and powerful. Talking about people that put those lies out. I said Trump has a constitutional authority to do it. And if he does it, I would say he has the right to do it and I would back it. But I don't support doing it because the CIA will sabotage him and set it up. It'll create a huge quagmire potentially. I know it brings down Cuba and then the control of Mexico. It would be good for America. But I don't even trust if we took him out that whoever comes in later wouldn't put a bigger tyranny in. I just simply said it's in our hemisphere. It's not a neocon doctrine. Thomas Jefferson would have gone in there. So I get why we could go in. But I think Trump's figured that out. That's why he's got a blockade instead, hoping to push Maduro out. But I got skin in the game. I got the globalists trying to put me in prison. I know they ship the computers up to Venezuela from China that are in three of the big companies, two of the biggest. And they've been caught for decades, all the experts said, those companies out of Venezuela. So it's the command center for so much of what the Democrats and the deep state do. And they're projecting power into Europe, you name it. So you always hear about China, Russia, Israel manipulating us, and they do. But Venezuela is on our ass. Cuba. Well, Cuba barely has electricity. That's because they don't want their people to have anything. So I would like to see Cuba liberated. I would like to see Venezuela liberated. But our government's so corrupt, even with Trump at the head of it, the bureaucracy, I don't trust that liberation. But we've already had Venezuela helping do regime change here through election fraud. So if Maduro could be disappeared and sent to Mars tomorrow, if I was God, could snap my fingers and let them have free and fair elections, and that meant that Maduro got shot out of a cannon into outer space, I'd pull the trigger, okay? But the best laid plans of mice and men often grow astray. So I give you a nuanced response, explain where I am on policy, and I either get, yay, Alex, we're glad you're for total war, or, man, you warmongering piece of crap. People can't be that stupid. All right, let's go to, speaking of warmongering. Lindsey Graham, listen to him. When you hear him, he's saying direct deep state, unfiltered, what they want, war with Iran, bombing their major military targets, their conventional weapons, and going into Lebanon and beyond. Here's Lindsey Graham.
Iran, they're up to no good. We obliterated the Iranian nuclear facilities. We did not obliterate Iran's desire to have a nuclear weapon. The regime hadn't changed at all. They still want to kill all the Jews, consider America the great Satan, and purify Islam. Are they regenerating their nuclear capability? Are they building more ballistic missiles that could hurt Europe and Israel? I don't know, but there's evidence to suggest they are. I would recommend, if there's credible evidence that Iran is going back into the enrichment business at other sites, that they're trying to build more ballistic missiles to terrorize Israel and maybe Europe, that we hit them before they can do that. The one thing I've learned about radical Islam, the only language it understands is force. So I am hopeful we can put Hamas on a time clock. The trend lines in Lebanon are, quite frankly, optimistic. The Lebanese government has decided to call for Hezbollah to disarm. If Hezbollah gave up their heavy weapons, that would be a godsend for Lebanon and the region. If Hezbollah refuses to give up their heavy weapons, down the road we should engage in military operations working with Lebanon, Israel, and the United States, where we fly with Israel, like we did with Iran, to take Hezbollah out. Once you take Hamas and Hezbollah off the table, two proxies of Iran, the likelihood of a Saudi-Israel deal goes up dramatically. I think Lebanon would be a good candidate to expand the Abraham Accords once Hezbollah is dealt with. So Hezbollah either voluntarily gives up their heavy weapons, or we have to come up with a military campaign to achieve that goal.
There you go. And believe me, Netanyahu's not coming over here for no reason. He needs to stay in power using a war, and he believes he can get it. So I've got a big problem now, though, because there's been so many real Islamic terror attacks. If Israel stages one, how do we know it wasn't real? It's going to be a real hassle here. And we're entering that whole zone. So look for that. Here's a just individual making some good points about the same people who told you the vaccines were safe and effective are the same ones telling you to go to war with Russia.
Have you noticed that the same people who told us that the vaccines were safe and effective, we've got to save Granny, the same people who tell us that we've got to adopt net zero, the same people who fly in private jets to the climate summits, the same people who are telling us that we've got to have digital ID while they invest in the companies that will provide it. It's those same people that are telling us we've got to prepare to hand our children over to fight a war with Russia. They've lied to us repeatedly. What makes you think they're telling the truth about the war with Russia? Please think about it. Thank you for listening to me.
It's all true. So, the old world economic order is coming to an end. It was designed to come to an end. They were supposed to have new viral outbreaks and lockdowns and austerity and to get you all prepared to go along with it, but that didn't work. And we're getting populists and patriots, people that are smart, elected everywhere. That's why they've got a problem. But the collapse they engineered is already happening regardless. So they want to collapse for control. We're trying to slow the collapse, fix the collapse, get out of the collapse. Overall, Trump's doing the best job he could, in my view, on that. But I just don't have ways to describe to people. I know most of you are smarter than I am, you understand, but there's really nobody alive now that really experienced the Great Depression when they were adults. And just historically reading about it is not the same thing. But people say, man, Jones loves to kiss Trump's ass. Boy, Jones loves to try to prop Trump up. Well, I mean, if Trump doesn't succeed, I mean, the Democrats literally are part of the Great Reset plan to implode everything for total control and social engineering so they can dictate the terms of our surrender. So they can dictate the terms of our surrender to them. So we were much more moral and much more self-sufficient in the Great Depression. We have one of these things now, which the globalists admit they were designing. It's going to be a giant cultural communist revolution wrapped into the French Revolution. That's their plan. And so I'm staring down the barrel of absolute hell. It'll make the movie Road Warrior look like a utopia in the potential outcomes of it. It all run from bad to worse. So I don't think anybody can rationally not sit back and try to promote the good things Trump's doing and try to speak out and block the bad things. It's so much easier to say, screw him. They're all bad. I'm a Puritan. Don't even know any of the facts. Don't even know the factoids. Just kind of go, mindless support for Israel. And it's like, well, that means he's mad. It's not mindless support. But just because of that one issue, the left has learned to get the right wing to adopt that, fetishizing Israel, instead of just saying, no, Israel, we're not going to have a big war. No, Israel, you're not going to be able to play our politics. No, 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 no. Instead, they've attached it all to everything populist and conservative, where people are so blinded by it, all they want to talk about is Israel. That's all they've got at universities, anywhere. Half the women are wearing, you know, the Palestinian neck, you know, handkerchief, or what do you call it, around their neck? What's the thing, the Palestinian thing they hang around their neck? Kofia? Yeah. And it's everywhere. Like, it's avant-garde, and they're James Bond, and oh, so cool, and oh, so neat. And that's the culture in America. You're either pro-Israel and nuke everybody, or you're pro-Islam. And I'm just like, it'd be like walking into a car dealership and saying, we have two cars you can get. And I'm like, I don't want either one of them. I mean, it's so fundamental that I want to go in a car dealership with 20 types of cars and different colors, each one. And I want to also know it's the brand I like. It's that's got quality and good. Well, that's Americana. That's the car I'm looking for. It's not Israel. It's not Islam. And I wish Islam and Israel well. Just get out of my business. Don't get down on their level and fight with them and get all racial and religious. Say, no, I'm my own person. I have my territory. Now get off my lawn and go away. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to give the number out and take your calls. Proud to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it, that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this and helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after The Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Here comes AI, run by the globalists towards the Earth like a giant asteroid. Going to be as bad as some say, maybe worse. Got some big AI news I want to get into and a lot more. Let me give out the toll-free number on any subject we've covered today, which is the waterfront. I'd like to hear from first-time callers. It's 1:33 Central Standard Time. I'm giving the number out right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Let's let first-time callers get in on at least the first bank of calls. 877-789-2539, first-time callers. You agree? You disagree? You have questions? You have comments? I'd love to hear from you. And then coming up, I believe these aren't out yet. I was given this stuff last week, actually weekend before last, and then I got it again. From Harpal, we should probably get on the show. And I know when we present this, the people will just say it's fake. And then it'll just mean you get sued. And it'll be the airlines there with the certification and the video of them boarding and everything else because they weren't in a meeting in Fort Huachuca in another state planning to kill Charlie. These people aren't props in your little made-for-TV movies, in your whodunits. And I'm not talking about Candace Owens, and I mean that. I'm talking about the people that look at these stories, look at what's going on, and then cook up a story around it they think people will buy into so they can become famous. And we have a real cover-up going on in Kirk. We have the FBI covering up accomplices. We have the guy jumping up saying, I shot Charlie, and then admitting he did it so the shooter could get away, and a bunch of the crowd jumping up and cheering the shooter, not thinking they were in danger. A bunch of them had said, we know he's dead tomorrow. So Patel told multiple sources that I talked to, yeah, we looked at the 10 people that did that online the days before, and you know, we probably can't get a conviction, so we're just dropping it. It's the network. It's the group. There's no ongoing investigation. We know that not just from my other sources at TPUSA and others. We have it from Tulsi Gabbard with him telling her, you don't investigate, shut it down. Though that's in her jurisdiction. To give him the information she got from the other 16 agencies. Toll-free number to join is 877-789-2539. So, you don't know how to read the crowd, Alex, as the Candace Owens priest said, you know, her acolytes. They said, most people think, you know, TPSA did kill with no evidence, Charlie Kirk. And I'm like, you think I care what the majority of people think? You think I tailor what I say to what other people think? I mean, maybe if I'm put a shirt on and, you know, a family member says, Dad, that shirt's too big or that shirt's too tight, or we go to a restaurant, somebody bites into something and goes, ooh, this tastes bad, don't eat it. I mean, yeah. We've been at the beach before and bought some shrimp right off the dock, and you boil them, you cook them, and my mom bites in and says, ooh, these taste gross, let's not eat these. I just take her word on it. But when it comes to politics and life and my relationship with God, I am not going to sit there and have people go, ooh, look, you don't know how to read a crowd. What does that say about you? That you read crowds and you go to what you think they want to hear. Well, that's not me. Russian general killed in car bomb explosion after Putin personally promoted him. A Russian general has been killed in a car bombing attack in Moscow. Officials have revealed. Russia's investigative committee said that Lieutenant General Fanel Sarvanov died on Monday morning after an explosive device fitted to his car exploded in what appears to be a suspected assassination by the Ukrainians. He was previously promoted by Vladimir Putin last year and was known to have been close to Russian chief of defense. The Russian authorities initially indicated the officer was gravely wounded, but later updated to confirm that he was dead. So that's the continued escalations over there. Witkoff says meetings between U.S. and Ukraine to end war, productive and constructive. He always says that. But Zelensky never budges one inch. Man, if I was one of these top Russian generals or anybody else, I would be being picked up, you know, they got plenty of them, by an armored vehicle, and I'd be picked up at different spots, and I'd do what Jason Miller and a bunch of other people have done. Stephen Miller. I would be, who knows who Jason Miller is, I would be moving on to military bases. I mean, how many of these guys have they blown up? They just walk right out their apartment door. The moped next to him has got plastic explosive in it. Absolutely wild. True escalation of this war. It just gets worse. Got a bunch of other news on the digital police state. Good news, bad news, and ugly news. But that's coming up. Again, the toll-free number is 877-789-2539. Let's go to John in Missouri. You're on the air on AI. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Alex Jones,
thank you,
for having me.
Thank you.
I'm running for District 7 in Southwest Missouri because a lot of what you said, I feel like I don't have any representation from my current representative, Eric Burleson. I feel like he has too much support for Israel, and at the same time, I feel like he doesn't have an America First labor policy. I currently work on the job site right now every single day, and I see it. And, you know, everyone doesn't want to lose their job by saying anything. They don't want to rock the boat, and they don't want to basically get fired for saying the truth. And I feel like, you know, we need to take a stand as normal Americans, and we need to do something about it. And I feel like we need, if we don't have the representation, then I feel like we need to step up. And so that's why I'm doing it right now.
Well, that's great. So other than America first and not being a slave to Israel, that's an important position. What other positions are you concerned about?
I'm super concerned about AI right now and Trump's executive order basically making it to where we cannot have statewide regulation. I feel like that's going to be incredibly detrimental to the labor force, and it's going to have severe impacts on like sophisticated scamming. And I feel like if you can fake a video of someone committing a crime, you can easily replicate a phone number, a voice, and lure someone to another location or even get bank account information. So I think that's something that definitely needs limitations, and we're going to see some huge negative effects from the executive order, I believe.
Yeah, from everything I've studied about AI, we'd have been better off never creating it, but the systems are not just here worldwide, are in a race, so they're greasing the skids where it gets all the best treatment, it gets the low tax rates, it gets all the energy, it gets all the perks, it gets all the red tape taken out of the way, and then it just stampedes forward. That's a total recipe for disaster. So I overall didn't support the legislation that failed. I don't support this executive order. But what about Gavin Newsom and people trying to take control of how AI is done if there's that political vacuum? I understand Trump's reason wanting to win the AI race, but at what cost? What should be done?
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. I mean, we should be pushing to be the best and the top of anything. But at the same time, I feel like that cannot be at the cost of the American worker or the American workforce, like we've been seeing with H-1Bs, work visas, and the abuse through that system. I feel like we're going to have that same effect and that cost paid by the American people again and the American workforce. And I feel like that debt to be paid is so huge and so insurmountable. I don't know how we'd get around that.
Excellent points. Let me just get your wild card take on this. What are you thinking about all this Charlie Kirk stuff and Fort Huachuca and the Egyptian plane stuff?
I believe it's really a push out there to put misinformation and to make it to where, like, actual real critics of the situation are discredited. Like, everyone on the left's going to go and see people like Candace Owens and go, well, you're with those people, you know, and they're going to kind of lump us all together and delegitimize the whole movement, everything you've been fighting for, because someone like Candace Owens wants to jump on the train and basically say all this stuff and, again, muddy the waters to where people don't even want to believe anything that really is true.
Well, I mean, listen, I've known Candace a long time. I don't think she does this out of being bad. It's just that I went and looked into just these two areas, the Fort Huachuca, you know, assassination planning session and the Egyptian planes, and it's just not true. I mean, there's a few times her a plane, she might have been almost near one of these planes that come to the U.S. for servicing at the very place she was. So it's just like everything hinges on that, and then that turns out to be mostly not right. And then this Fort Huachuca thing is just beyond crazy. I mean, it is the guy putting it out. It is just unbelievably incredible. Not just how he looks and talks, but then his background, what we know about him. I mean, this guy is like a disaster. And, you know, he's being gang stalked and his wife's holding him prisoner and beating him with hammers. And, you know, he's in the witness protection program. There's no evidence of that. And then he found famous tunnels and the military did all this. There's no evidence of that. And it just sounds like what I mean, it sounds like a movie where, you know, there's a crazy guy, you know, they're saying all these things that just aren't true. And then she's like, he's got the metadata. Okay, you haven't presented it. What is it? He went to Fort Huachuca? What does that mean? I mean, let's just give them granted that. We haven't seen the evidence. But it's like, how do I get an email one week, read it, talk to somebody, put them on air, and then I know for a fact TPUSA has been like, hey, do you want the flight logs? Hey, do you want the plane tickets for flying commercial of the people being accused that they weren't even in the state then? And it's like, from what I've heard, they don't get a response back. And I'm told she was presented with some of this stuff Monday before last. 8 days ago, and it was like, she came, oh, looks like we're clearing it up. Oh, hope so. Boom, quadruple down into Erica Kirk is on a military base with 12 colonels, and this guy just wanders into it the day before he's assassinated. And they've got the stuff on where she was when that was reportedly said. So it's painful for me to be forced. And again, her people go, oh, you mean it's code word. He's being forced. He's blinking Morse code. No. Forced because I have to tell the truth. Okay? Thanks for the call. It just exhausts me. Absolutely exhausts me. But once these people say they're right about something, they will not admit it's not the case. Now, does Erica Kirk and some of her behavior and the constant crying come off as bad? Yeah. Right after it all, big, giant, glitzy events. That's what they put on, though. And so when you've been a theater kid your whole life, I've never been, but she is. I've known them. That's how they are. And so that's all you got? And then I noticed it's the attack on TPUSA, but I just can't. It's all over the place. You know, don't give them money. Don't donate. They don't do any real work. No, they just got the most people registered to vote ever in the Republican Party. And I see these other concerted lies. It's a big gay pickup event. Oh, there's all this partying at it. Oh, yeah. Not that I've seen. Pretty buttoned up straight lace. And then, they had Nicki Minaj there. And she's done really gross lyrics before. Yeah. And the point is now she says she supports Trump. And now she supports not having Islamics kill all the blacks in Nigeria. And so it's good for young people to have her out there and to reach out to black folks. Because that's just how that music is nowadays. I remember she was saying nice things about me many, many years ago. And so she's a free spirit. So let it happen. They're so mad about that. The same list of suspects. Oh, look at the Republicans. They're family values, but they've got this lady there that, you know, has got these dirty lyrics. And so, yeah, and Trump cusses up on the stage too. And then people go, oh, that's the sign of the devil. No, that's the sign of I love you in sign language. Or if you're a UT fan, it's the sign of Bevo. Or if you're Italian, that's the sign that wards off the devil called the evil eye. So they're trying to make the Republican Party fun and with pageantry for young people. Remember the Democrats, how much they had to pay to get just a few hip-hop people to their events? They had to pay to have them shipped there. Nobody wanted to do it on their own. So this is the Republican Party trying to get the pop fans, trying to get that audience, okay? Now, if you're a serious person like I am and would rather it be policy, you look at that and it's cringe. But that's how you win. And that's why they're being demonized. So I see a concerted effort to take down TPUSA. And I see a concerted effort to say things about Charlie that weren't true. Like, I saw this thing a couple weeks ago, his new book. And the way it was spun is, it's all about the Jewish Sabbath and following Judaism. So I said, well, here, let me get a copy of it. And even before I'd done that, Pete Santilli heard me on air going, I don't know if this is true or not. I mean, I followed some of Charlie's. He's so prolific, I missed 95% of it. I could send this whole list of videos of him. I'm writing this book. I'm into the Sabbath for Christians on Sunday. It's important to rest. Give it to God and your family. So I'm one of the first of many books I'm going to write to be about that, because I really, I'm really a theologian and really love the Bible. And that's my, you saw some of those speeches. And they spun it. Oh, he means the Jewish Sabbath. They killed him and they wrote this book. And then he's on podcasts, back in July and August, and before that, with his notebook, talking about it and talking about trying to get us back to Christian values and thinking, blue laws don't need to be enforced, but we can enforce them ourselves. And a blue law was, if you live in the South, you lived under it. They got rid of blue laws, I guess it was about 13, 14. But nothing was open except grocery stores on Sunday and hospitals and gas stations. And he's talking about that. And then somehow I saw this one talk show host. It was so convincing, even though I know the guy's a liar. He's like, they stole Charlie Kirk's identity. They killed him. And now the Jews have put out this new book about keeping the Sabbath on Saturdays, claiming that Charlie Kirk was a blah, blah, blah. And the whole thing is about Christians and the Sabbath on the Sunday. And then all the videos of him talking about it and saying exactly what Erica Kirk said he'd come in, you know, on Saturday night, meaning he'd been working. The Jews say, oh, now I'm on Sabbath. I'm taking off a day on Friday night when it gets dark. He would come in on Saturday night. And he made it really serious and stopped working a few years ago on that. He had to sometimes. And he would say, all right, time for the Sabbath. And again, they go, oh, my God, we've got him. And if I wanted to, I could take those talk show hosts saying that. Charlie never said that. You can't find it. It doesn't exist. Charlie, they stole his identity. He'd woken up. He came to blah, blah, blah. And then there's all these videos everywhere of him saying. So, see, that's what upsets me is that level of stuff. I saw a clip yesterday. And it was like, William Cooper was the original Paul Revere, not Alex Jones. Well, A, the original Paul Revere was Paul Revere. And if you want to say who the original Paul Revere in this last century was, it'd be Welsh of the John Birch Society. It'd be McCarthy. You'd say Lindbergh before him. G. Edward Griffin was around in the early 60s doing this stuff. I'm not in competition with people. I never had a beef with William Cooper. He was on like a 10,000 watt shortwave. I could never hear him in Texas. Every once in a while, I got cassette tapes of him talking crap about me, and I'd pop him in and laugh at him because he was a great broadcaster. I read his books mainly about flying saucers. I wasn't into that. I interviewed him once. You know, it wasn't that bad. I had to let him go because he kept cussing. And people go, well, the funny, we've got a recording of ourselves cussing because we have a delay. And the delay is only 10 seconds. That one was 7 seconds. So you hit it. They keep cussing. You got to let them go because you get fines for that. You run out of delay. They're like, he lied and besmirched his record. William Cooper never cussed on air. The guy was a freaking sailor. That's why he couldn't get on WWCR any big shortwave. He had to be on a little 10,000 water because he cussed like a sailor. He was a sailor. So I liked him, but I didn't really know him well. Back then, there was just cassette tapes and stuff. I didn't, you know, really even follow him. But again, it's all this twisting information. And it's not about me being attacked. It's like this guy goes, William Cooper, he's the original OG, not Alex Jones. Because they're upset that I've been around 31 years and have made so many predictions and have changed the world to the listeners. And, you know, obviously they know, oh, we're attacking somebody that everybody knows is the real deal. Well, let's just say he wasn't the real deal. He's an imposter to whatever, as if I'm in some competition. And he turns the camera and goes, and most importantly, he warned us the number one threat is the Jews and the Israelis, and he stood to crush them when Jones works for them or something like that. And I went, William Cooper loved Israel. William Cooper said that bashing Jews was a globalist plot. And all the rest of it. And there is a plot to divide and conquer. But I don't agree with, just, you know, no, there's, you know, nothing to look at here. But it's like, that's what a bunch of those guys said when Kirk got killed the day after. They said, listen, we were against Kirk because he wanted a Big Ten for everybody of every color. He wanted to have America, you know, unified by these ideals. We don't believe that. We believe it's all racial. And I think it's important for people to have racial identity because it's under attack, especially white folks. But my point was, is that as soon as Kirk was killed, literally the next day I already saw it where top guys on that side were saying, look, he was our enemy before, but now that he's dead, we're going to take his identity, say he supported us, and we are going to really use this. So these guys are very cynical, like they're Joseph Goebbels or Edward Bernays, and they sit back and talk about the cold-blooded ways they're going to manipulate. And so Charlie Kirk's Adolf Hitler now. William Cooper's Adolf Hitler now. They're like, look, see, Alex Jones, he's with the Jews, but not Charlie Kirk, not not William Cooper. And it's just like both men said that just going after Israel and attacking Israel is the fount of all evil is a larger globalist plot, which it is. But that does not mean that we don't look at Israel and concerned with it. Yeah, you got the Onion stealing his identity, like they tried to do mine, and misrepresenting what he said. A lot of these folks, when he got killed, said, I'm glad he got killed. He said, black women are too stupid to fly airplanes. The actual quote was, we played the clips, was, I'd feel great black women flying airplanes, but you've got to have the same pool that you've got of, say, white men that come sign up for it. It's like how many women, you know, try to go join Golden Gloves. I mean, it's not the sport's fault that it's 90% men. It's just the way it is. So, yeah, if you've got as many black women to go in and try to go through all the flight schools and all of it, then you would be able to get candidates just as good. That's been shown. But they don't do it because the average woman doesn't want to be a pilot. And then even the ones that do tend to get off career and get pregnant, which is not a bad thing. It's amazing. They've done all the studies. Women don't get paid less on average because they're women. It's because they want to be gone more. They want to leave. They tend to quit their jobs. Any woman will tell you that. And women nowadays have figured it out. They're like, no, we want a husband to go out and make big money, and we want to take care of the kids in the house and plan the trips and, you know, what we buy and what we do. Anybody knows how a real household runs. If it's running well, the dad's out busting his ass, getting everything done, and then they're giving him dinner and pouring him drinks and stuff, because in the old days, coming at like 7 after working out in the fields or construction, those men could barely walk with cuts all over them. You bet he collapsed down in the chair, and they'd be, oh, dad, here's some iced tea and here's some food. Because people were on a team back then. But no, that's not how all this is pitched. So, it's a serious situation. Really, really, really serious situation. And we're a society in crisis. And they did everything they can to undermine the family. All right, we're going to start hour number 2 with Benjamin, Nate, Nick, Marco, Dean, Louise, Louis, John, and Tracy. Hour number 4, straight ahead. Stay with us. Remember, you fund this operation. I'm very thankful to you, and I'm challenging you, those that have supported, love the products, and those that have never gotten the products, to do your Christmas shopping with us. If you get your orders in by Friday, you're guaranteed to get it way before Christmas anywhere in the United States. Okay, because we ship out like a day after the orders come in, and most of the country gets it in 2 days, the rest 3, Hawaii or Alaska, I think it's like 4. So get your orders in now. The biggest sale so far, 60% off on the ultramethylene blue, on the Shilajit, on the Irish sea moss, incredible super nutrient compounds that just blow you away. You owe it to yourself to get it. Our information's strong, you know that. The products are just as strong and just as powerful. I'm challenging you to support the broadcast. Those of you who have never gotten a supplement, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Make the decision now. Get our ultramethylene blue, get our Shilajit, get our bovine colostrum, it's amazing. Experience it and you're going to be hooked. And then we can continue on the air in a symbiotic relationship, but I need your help. Give yourself the gift of great health, clarity, and focus, and keeping powerful beacon of truth on the air, a 360 total win-win at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have limited edition fundraiser posters to keep us on the air at infowarsstore.com. I can't do this without you. You're not key, you're everything.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.